Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back, Mission Accepted Podcast. And I'm very excited today because there's nothing like someone coming onto the show and blowing us away and hitting headlines with people listening and then being able to help them find some time to come back and tell more. Because the bigger you kind of dive into a topic or dive into results of something that you hear, the better, because our brain starts to take that information in, really digest it, and start to be able to talk about it. It's kind of like watching a really incredible movie. You've got to take it all in, you process it, then you start telling people about it. When you do, you start telling them the highlights that you remember, but you can't tell them everything about the movie. So the more you know, the more you learn, the more you tell, the more you can share, and the more people benefit. And that's really applicable in the case of Tom and Tom's work. So look, if you don't know who I'm talking about, his name is Tom Palladino, and we have already done an incredible show that explains his beautiful, I don't know if you want to call it quantum, he's going to correct me if I'm wrong, of healing. You guys know I'm a professional hippie. You know, I do the deal. I love the business, but man, I am such a hippie at heart. And I'm going to say that his work is hippie based because I don't want it to annihilate it. But you guys know that I am a scientific hippie. I love alternative, but I love proof to the alternative. And that's why I really resonated with this man's work. And so anyways, Tom's going to come back and he's going to tell us some of the results that people have had. And oh my gosh, I'm in a specific area of disease in the body. And we're hoping that he's going to come back many times and keep sharing this because it's that layering of results and proof that's going to make this movement move. So Tom, welcome back to the Mission Accepted show. Thank you so much for making time to do that.
A pleasure. Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. So look, we're going to talk about a pretty hot topic, pretty big topic, pretty, wow, I don't know how that's possible. Is this really true kind of topic? Because we, you know, it's pretty worldwide, you know, certain diseases make known worldwide. Some are really contained within certain countries, but this is something that you've been doing. And am I correct in saying Om Prakash?
Yes.
Is that the group?
Yes. Yes. I'll set the groundwork here. As a scalar energy researcher, I'm working with clinics around the world. In particular, there's a clinic in Delhi, India, an HIV AIDS clinic by the name of Om Prakash. Now, when I work with people, I want to make this very clear, I work with people by way of their quantum field. This is my photograph. A photograph has a quantum signature. So I work with people around the world through their photograph, through their quantum realm, or what some people might call quantum entanglement. So to elaborate on that, working with this HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India, I have received photographs from Delhi, India to work with people through their bilocated version, or once again, their quantum field. This is the photograph of that, of the people at the clinic, some of the people at Om Prakash.
Now, you guys, if you're listening, I just want to say for your listening, because I know we have an audio audience as well. What we got to see, you're going to have to watch the podcast, is a gorgeous group of people from India holding up their sign, looking very healthy and very happy.
Yeah, thank you. So again, to elaborate, working with a quantum instrument, a scalar energy instrument, I can work with people remotely by way of their photograph. Now, if we're perhaps watching a TV show, and we see, if you will, a TV audience at a studio, or we're watching a sports game, and we see a stadium, obviously at a distance. Obviously, the stadium is not inside your TV screen. Well, likewise, when I place a photograph of a person inside my scalar energy instrument, it's a connection energetically. So I'm able to work with people around the world through their photograph. And thus far, this clinic in India, Om Prakash HIV AIDS Clinic, we've worked with 5,000 people who had the HIV virus. And after working with these 5,000 people at Om Prakash, all of them, without exception, everybody is telling us that they feel better. Now, some of those people after the quantum session have gone on to have a PCR test for the HIV virus. And invariably, those tests come back not detectable, undetectable, no viral load. So what am I saying? This new science, quantum science, scalar energy science, is able to make a connection with a person, at least energetically. And we make that connection through a force field found on the photograph. And it appears that we can send information by way of these instruments via a person's photograph. Well, the end result is people feel better. After a scalar energy session, people say that they feel better. They, if you will, start gaining weight. Many people who have HIV are emaciated. Many of the people that I work start gaining weight. They're no longer emaciated. So all of this calls to mind that something fabulous is taking place, something quite out of the ordinary, after I work with a person by way of their photograph.
Can I reverse this and listen to that over again kind of statement, right? I think that there's been many different people try many different routes to find many different results, right? And so I think it's really like a breathtaking, is that possible? How is that possible? How does that work? And I know that in the first interview that we did, such a great title for you, Mission Accepted. I mean, we're all very interesting entrepreneurs, and Tom, I have to say, you scaled your way up to the most interesting guest that we've had on. But just to give a little premise, explain again, I know we went into it, and please, you guys, go back and watch the first podcast. It's by people sending in their photographs. So this is something that people can do virtually anywhere around the world, right? And that's how all of this took place with Om Prakash. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. So what is the animating force? It's scalar energy. What is the principle? What are the laws that scalar energy abides by? It is able to manipulate matter. A scalar energy instrument that I have developed, engineered, is able to break down physical matter such as a virus. So if we can break apart, if we can transmute a pathogen such as a virus, then that pathogen is reduced, say, into amino acids. It's no longer a microorganism. And I've actually seen this take place through, if you will, through a video recording of a microorganism that I treated, that I subjected to scalar energy, in which the microorganism actually fell apart. It disassembled. Now, can we do that at a distance? It appears that we can. Now, keep in mind, this is a new science. My instruments are unique. My approach is unique. I don't have any peers. I cannot offer the audience a peer-reviewed study. This is groundbreaking. It's never been done before. So with my unique instrument, I'm able to, if you will, locate on a person's photograph a virus. Any virus is a signal or a signature on a person's photograph. And in so doing, I can not only identify a virus with this instrument, I can instruct that virus to break apart. And I can do all of this remotely by way of a photograph. People never visit me. I work in the quantum field in which, like a telephone, like a cell phone, like a satellite, can deliver a signal anywhere around the world.
You know, and I don't think that that's so vast in thinking. I think that we all can conceptualize that the body is energy, that there is energy, that, you know, transmission. I think that we're all very, we certainly have been over the last few years, brought up to speed. If we'll say, well, look at me, I'm all full of puns tonight. I'm all full of, you know, brought up to speed on that. And even I think when people go, I don't understand that the body's energy, right? And we're talking about matter and energy, and they're talking about the physicality. I always give the example, Tom, I'm like, I say to people, have you ever walked into a room and you just got a feeling that that person over there is just not your cup of tea? Or you walk in a room and you go, I really want to talk to some that person. You don't know their name. You've never met them before. You have no idea maybe even what they do for a living, but you're drawn to somebody. I explain to people, that's energy. That's energy. That's your energy bumping up into their energy. And we are physicality. We are matter, but we are also energy. I really think people get that. And so when you take a look at when you're working, what you say on the energetic level, it just makes sense. We've always been told there's a, you know, mind, body, spirit, right? And so you're just working in one of the different realms that the body is already consists of. This is, you know, it might sound a little out there because it's so groundbreaking. Because that's a powerful statement that you just made here today, that there's people that are having results.
Exactly. So if we can, I want to show the audience, those of you who are watching it by way of video, I have a group photograph that I want to share. Now, again, the clinic is Om Prakash. They're in India. And I started by working with the founder of Om Prakash. Those of you who are watching by video, you can see a man in the center. He has an orange colored shirt on. His name is Sahil. Back in 2017, 2018, he heard about our work and we started working with him. He sent me his photograph. And after Sahil, who was once HIV positive, sent me his photograph, he said, I feel better. He gained weight and he had subsequently a follow-up PCR test. And the PCR test was not detectable. So again, those of you who are watching by video, you see a group photograph from Delhi, India. People who are smiling and who've had a favorable session, a favorable outcome with our scalar energy instrument. So the word is getting around, so to speak. And out of that clinic thus far, we have worked with 5,000 people by way of their photograph. And everybody at the clinic in Om Prakash is feeling better. Everybody across the board.
Those are incredible numbers, Tom, like 5,000. That's not a small, you know, 3 week or 3 month case study of, you know, 12 people doing placebo and 12 people doing this and, you know, like that kind of thing, right? That's 5,000 is really quite considerable. I know that you have something more that you want us that you talking about how it's not detectable.
We always want to follow this up with proof or at least some type of anecdotal proof. So again, the founder of this clinic, Sahil, provided us his PCR test. And his PCR test, so I'd like that to be shown, is not detectable. Now, after 13 years of being HIV positive, I started working with Sahil. This is back in 2018. And after working with him, he had a follow-up PCR test. Now, that test result that is on our screen, again, you'll have to be watching this by way of video, you'll see the PCR result is not detected. That is the PCR result from the founder. Again, his name is Sahil. He no longer has a viral load. And he states in that testimony that he was HIV positive for 13 years. He's the founder and president of Om Prakash. Ever since he was treated, his photograph was treated with scalar energy, he's never had a viral load. He's no longer on any antiviral medication. He's gained weight. He's healthy. He does not have any symptoms of HIV viral disease. So the audience now will have to draw their own conclusion. This is a new science. And to be quite blunt, you're not going to be able to prove this by existing Newtonian concepts, by Newtonian physics, or even by Western medicine. I do not observe Newtonian science. I observe scalar energy science. And this certainly is not Western medicine. This is quantum healing. So this is a new science that will require a new vocabulary, new definition, and a new understanding of physics. We're presenting to your audience, Deborah, Tesla energy, quantum energy. And very few people are that advanced that they can have an instrument as I can, and that they can control a microorganism as I can control a microorganism. So this is the advance that I've made, that our team has made. We have many test results from people around the world. And what really is salient is this: our results prove our work. Whether I could theorize till from now till eternity, it doesn't matter. Do people feel better? Yes. Are the PCR tests not detectable? Yes. What does this all mean? Well, we have to take a step back and we have to start interpreting our results. Why is it that after working with 5,000 people at one clinic in Delhi, India, nobody is HIV positive anymore? Everybody feels better. Many people gain weight. Many people no longer have any symptoms of HIV viral disease. So your audience has to prey upon this, digest this. I know I've made some really bold statements, but I hold to every statement because this is science. This is not hyperbole. And this is what I have observed as a scientist.
So Tom, I can hear, I mean, this is the interesting thing about the show. I can definitely hear some questions going on. And one of them is this good for anything other than HIV? Is this something that's been made specifically for HIV?
Very good. So the way I've calibrated these instruments, presently we can eradicate, if you will, disassemble over 400,000 species of microbes, viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoa. One of the reasons why I like to highlight the HIV virus is that no medication has been known to eradicate, to destroy the HIV virus. It is considered to be latent in many people, but once you have HIV, it is considered that you have it for life. I contend with this new process that my instrument can break apart the HIV virus and you will not have it anymore. It will shatter, it will fragment into proteins. And my contention is, and this has to be borne out by research, that these instruments break down viruses, including the HIV virus.
Now, when you say someone has a scalar therapy session, I'm also hearing, like, what does that look like? How does that, I mean, yes, through a photograph, but is it once? Is it six times? Is it, like, what does that look like for people?
Yeah, the people at Om Prakash send me a photograph. I treat them for 15 days or 30 days, and that's it. It's gone. It's gone. Right. They feel better. The virus is gone. They no longer have a viral load. So to prove my work, I offer 15 days of free sessions to anybody in the world. Anybody can email us a photograph, just your bust shot, just a headshot. And in so doing, I let people judge the efficacy of these sessions. So my website, scalarlight.com, anybody in the world can upload their photograph, send us a photograph, email, and you can include your pets too. Let's see if your dog or cat responds favorably. And then, in order to establish this as a new science, people have to, as a grassroots movement, people have to say, yes, there's merit to this, and we have to grow this organically, through the people, by the people, as a grassroots movement. As a private researcher, I don't align myself with any group. So I'm going to have to rely upon people to grow the movement.
Well, you know, they say word of mouth advertising. Right. It's very, very true. And I think that there's a lot of authenticity behind that, which gives it a lot more warrant. So I just want to highlight for people, you're basically sending Tom and his team in your photograph. It's 15 or 30 days. There's nothing required of you. You're not going to have to be at home and be quiet for a certain hour while they're working on you. You're not going to have to, because there's lots of things like that, right? There's lots of things that, you know, if you're getting healing done, I know because I've done lots and had lots. You've got to be quiet for a certain time. This is, you're going to go and do your everyday life, your everyday world. You're going to get up and do whatever it is that you normally do, eat what you normally eat. Yes, you know, you don't have to fast or anything like that. You're sending this in. I know there's more information on his website. And basically the work is happening as the work is happening. And so he works with people for 15 to 30 days. And that's really, I mean, I don't think you can ask for anything more. I think being able to have that experience yourself, you know, for that time, and then being able to have your own experience with that and whether you want to continue and go further on. is up to you, you know, is up to you. And I believe last time we had a conversation, you were working with people with not just physicality, but also emotional conditions, right? Emotional conditions as well.
Yeah, we've discovered that this energy, scalar energy, does have a positive effect with many people, say with depression or anxiety, that this energy, although it's non-physical, it's instructional. And many people tell us that that it has helped them emotionally, it has helped them psychologically. So this is the new science, the quantum healing science of scalar energy, Tesla energy. It's a wide open field. I wish there were tens of thousands of researchers. There are not. They're not.
Right.
There's very few researchers. We need greater research in this new field of science.
Right. Well, you know what happens, right? There's going to be people have results. You're going to hear more 5,000 and 10,000 of this and 8,000 of this and 2,000 over here. And then all of a sudden people are going to have results. And then people are going to want to be instructional. It reminds me of when I first walked into holistic healing 31 years ago. And I told people I did aromatherapy. They're like, aroma what? Like, you know, aroma what? Yeah. What's reflexology? We could not put on our show because we did massage and Ayurveda.
Yes.
We could not put chakra balancing. We could not put aromatherapy. We could not put reflexology.
Yeah.
We could not put energy work. We could not put any of that on our brochure because it would basically affect people coming into the clinic. And then sure enough, you know, honestly, it probably took maybe 8, 9, 10 years for us to be able to put alternative therapies. We're not there anymore. The world has evolved. I'm talking 30 years ago, but when it did, look at, there is reflexology on every corner. There's aromatherapy. Everybody has aromatherapy in their house now, right?
Isn't that amazing? I had the same pathway 30 years ago. I tried to introduce this to people. They said, now there's no such thing as quantum science. Now, the universities want to start teaching it. So
yeah,
it takes time. It
takes time. It takes time. It takes rewiring. And you know what? I love one of the most famous people in the personal development world, and I won't go down the path of who it is, but they're like, he's like, there's two motivators. One's pleasure and one's pain.
Yeah.
And so if people are in pain and then they have a result and they have pleasure, they start doing this. Go to this class. Go see this teacher. Read this book. You know, practice this. Have you heard of meditation? No, what's that? Oh, da 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 da, right? So you're up and coming, and you know, good on you for, if you had this 30 years ago, good on you for still being here. I just want to say that at the very least. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We
realize that this takes time. Hopefully by this podcast and our conversation today, we can develop this stream of consciousness, so to speak, this groundswell support that we're looking for. And, perhaps one of my final comments is 5,000 people cannot be wrong. This is not delusion. This is not mass hysteria. 5,000 people feel better. That's quite a massive clinical study that's being conducted right now. And hold on to your podcast. In 5 years, you'll look back on this podcast and you'll say, yeah, those 5,000 people, they were the beginning. That was the tip of the iceberg. There's 38 million people in the world who are HIV positive. If we can have 5,000 people who testified to the fact that they no longer have a viral load, then that brings us on to the next hurdle. Let's start working with 1 million people who are HIV positive and 5 million people who are HIV positive.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Tom, so much for your work. And I know that you did put it out there at your website. You guys know our show notes are full. It's also going to show you in the show notes the original show that Tom came on. So if you want to hear more of the basics around the science of what he's talking about, it's an in-depth podcast that talks about that. You're going to be hearing from Tom again, and we're going to pull him away from his work and get him back sitting at the desk. And I'm sure he's going to share more information with us. And look, if you want to come and you have something that you're mission-based about, whether it's your business, whether it's your book, whether it's your project, whatever it is that you're doing, please give us a call. We're happy to have you on the show. You know how to reach us. We're not difficult. It's dev@devdorman.com. It doesn't get any easier. So thank you so much. You guys are the most incredible, beautiful podcast listeners. You forward, you shout back, you tell us. We have a great relationship with you. We're so excited. And Tom, thank you so much for your time today. You guys go get your 15 days, have your experience, and we will see you again soon. Until then, be well and be groovy.